Welcome in, everybody. It's the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase joining you, as always, in studio on this Thursday edition of the show, June 6th, wrapping up the week here with a couple more episodes. What we got in store for today? Do the Eagles need Darren Sproles or even a new version of Darren Sproles? We're going to get into the running back position a little bit today, talk about some of the skill sets of the top three when we get into Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders and Corey Clement, because Doug Peterson this past week was asked about Darren Sproles, and Sproles, another guy who was in the news this week, not only because Peterson was talking about him and who could potentially replace him in that, you know, kind of skill set, that fast, small, explosive running back that can catch out of the backfield, but at the same time, because Sproles said he is still open to the idea of playing football in 2019, and he said he would play for one of the three teams that he used to play for. So he started his career, obviously, in San Diego with the Chargers. He'd be open to pairing up with Melvin Gordon, being a Charger once again. Him and Drew Brees had a great connection throughout their careers together in New Orleans. He is open to the idea of pairing up with Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray, or he would, of course, come back to play for the Philadelphia Eagles, which is probably, I mean, of the three, it's the one team that just doesn't have quite yet the assertive star running back in the league. They have that potential now with Miles Sanders. They do have Jordan Howard, who, outside of Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott, has the most rushing yards of any running back the past 3 years. But at the same time, I think he would probably prefer Philadelphia. But should Philadelphia prefer to bring back Sproles? And I think you guys know that I haven't really been a guy that feels like the Eagles need Darren Sproles. At the same time, I do think I've been a little bit harsh. I don't want to make it seem like I don't like Darren Sproles, the player, appreciate what he's done since 2014. I mean, he was with the Eagles for a longer time than maybe people think. And for me, yeah, sure, maybe I underappreciated him a little bit. I think it's more so because of, you guys all know that consistently listen to the show, how badly I wanted a complete running back, right? How I wanted that new LeSean McCoy. So it seems like maybe they tried to get that now in the second round with Miles Sanders, the first time they've drafted a running back that high since McCoy in 2009. They brought in Jordan Howard. They have Corey Clement coming back healthy. Josh Adams showed some stuff last year, some flashes in the pan after signing with the team undrafted out of Notre Dame. He actually led the team in rushing, although it was only for a little bit over 500 yards. So they got some talent here now. Do they need Darren Sproles back? That's what's coming up on today's edition of Locked On Eagles. If you missed any of our other podcasts this week, on Tuesday I got into why the Eagles need to do right by Malcolm Jenkins. Not saying they're not trying to pay him, but Adam Schefter says there's no end in sight about that. I just hope it doesn't get into this long, you know, elongated holdout for a guy that on the podcast I said is the backbone of this Philadelphia Eagles team. So make sure you check that out on any podcast app. If you don't have it yet, download the Himalaya podcast app. They got shared playlists with all your friends. So if you love what shows your friends are listening to in the car when you guys are going out to the bar or, you know, commuting to work or school, you can share playlists together on the Himalayan podcast app. You also have your own special playlist, so you can do all your sports shows in one folder, all your, you know, TV show podcasts in another. So if you do want a new podcast app, we recommend on the Locked On Podcast Network that you download the Himalaya podcast app. But we are also available on every other platform. Just tell Siri, just tell Alexa to play Locked On Eagles. And if you're on your desktop, you can always check it out as well on LockedOnEagles.com. And the conversation always continues on Twitter, where we tweet out all our podcast links at Locked On Birds and at DiBiase LOE. Make sure you follow my co-host at Gino_LOE. Talking Birds 24/7. I know we do shows 4 to 5 days a week here on the network, but once again, if you go on my Twitter, I am pretty much talking about the Eagles 24 hours a day, especially now with this new overnight radio position I have outside of Locked On Eagles. So any time of day you want to reach me and talk some birds, just hit me up at DiBiase LOE. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, do the Eagles need Darren Sproles, or even, because Doug Peterson was talking about Boston Scott and kind of comparing him to Darren Sproles, do they need a new version of the type of player Darren Sproles was in the backfield? That's coming up right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Today's show is brought to you guys by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip on Instagram. Don't get jealous that they're in the Bahamas. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back into the show. Louis DiBiase joining you. As always, guys, we're sponsored today not only by Hotels.com, but by Grip 6 Belts. ultra lightweight, no holes, no flaps. It's a great Father's Day gift. Go to grip6.com. We got a special offer for our Locked On Eagles listeners. Grip6, it's GRIP and then the number 6.com slash lock, LOCKE. So make sure you type in that link to get a special offer on Grip6 belts. We're getting into, on today's edition of the show, Darren Sproles. And during the draft process, I got into it a little bit and why I didn't want them to bring him back, because I think it's time for the Eagles to, of course, you're always going to rotate running backs, right? The entire league pretty much does it. There are some teams that just have the one crazy workhorse that takes like 98% of the carries. And while you guys know, I've wanted a lead back, a three down back that has the ability to do everything. Now, I'm not naive. The Rams did it with Todd Gurley, probably out of necessity because of the health. But you see most teams, even the teams that have star running backs, let's look at the Saints last year with Alvin Kamara. They still used Mark Ingram a large portion of the snaps. So I know that you're going to use running backs, but I feel like there are some teams that have the philosophy of committee in the backfield. I think some teams, no matter what, are going to say, we don't want to heavily invest in the running back position with high draft picks or a lot of money, because we know we're just going to be rotating three guys through, or maybe even four guys through. For me, there are benefits to that. It keeps guys fresh. It keeps them healthy, different skill sets. But at the same time, there's some negatives too. And I think when they had Darren Sproles, there were times where I think they relied on him too much. I think it was a little bit too predictable and a little bit too simplistic. I'll touch on that a little bit more in the next segment, but specifically with what they have right now, do they need Sproles back? The type of player he is. So let's not also take away from what he is. He is a probably fringe NFL Hall of Famer, one of the most explosive running backs in NFL history. Not only one of the most explosive running backs, but also in the return game. And we saw in 2014, 2015, 2016, what kind of punt returner that guy could be. And in 2014 specifically, when at the start of the year, the team was kind of struggling a little bit offensively. Same in 2015. You know, turnovers were coming by pretty on the regular for the Eagles offense. They were still winning games because of how historically good that special teams looked. And a lot of that had to do with Darren Sproles just taking them to the house and setting up incredible field position for the offense. So possibly I would say for the return game, they should bring back Darren Sproles if DeSean Jackson's not back there. I did a podcast a couple weeks ago, make sure you check that out, where I said it's probably time for DeSean Jackson to get back there once again and start returning punts where he was elite in 2009 and 2010. Let's say, though, that they still want to keep DeSean fresh with him being up there in age now. He's going to be 33, I think, by the regular season. Maybe you bring back Sproles for that, but I will say not for the offense. And to me, yes, that is where Boston Scott potentially comes into play to replace him as that small, explosive, fast back, especially for the return game. Yes, that's where Boston Scott can maybe carve out a niche role and make the team over a Wendell Smallwood or a Josh Adams, although I believe it when I see it, when Wendell Smallwood is not RB4. But for me on offense, you added Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders in the second round. Corey Clement's coming back healthy. All three of those guys, sure, none of them have the straight line speed of a Darren Sproles, right? That's why people were asking who could be that new Darren Sproles. And Doug Peterson talked about Boston Scott. But for me, you don't have to be fast as Darren Sproles to be an explosive receiving running back. And to me, all three of those guys, even Jordan Howard, a little bit underrated when it comes to his receiving ability, because they did have Tariq Cohen in Chicago. A bunch of beat reporters I'm seeing at OTAs have been pretty impressed with Jordan Howard's hands. He has soft hands. So does Miles Sanders. I think Corey Clement, his rookie year, people were kind of saying, okay, maybe this is your new version of Darren Sproles. The guy caught, you know, 100 receiving yards in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots. So, yes, none of them have the crazy speed of Sproles, but they all can be effective receivers in different ways. And I think all three of them are better running backs than Darren Sproles, because you just can't use Sproles up the middle and with a big workload with his size, or he is going to break down. You've seen the guy struggle with injuries the past 3 years, 2 years really, 2017 and 2018. Whereas these guys, not only can they receive out of the backfield, maybe not to the explosive level of Darren Sproles, but they are also complete running backs. And they can do it in different ways. This is the difference with Sproles. You have to be very accurate, I think, when it comes to throwing him the football. Like wheel routes down the field. I think about that Houston Texans game. A beautiful pass by Nick Foles. Touch down the left sideline. Perfectly into Darren Sproles' bucket. But for him, with his size, he's not someone that is going to be able to make contested catches in the red zone, right? If you want to line him up in the slot, is he someone that can catch the ball at a high, pinpoint it at, with his hands fully extended? I mean, that's not the kind of receiving running back that Darren Sproles is. Whereas you look at Corey Clement, right? You look at that touchdown in the back of the end zone against Washington, Monday Night Football in 2017, right? Where he's falling into the back of the end zone, goes up for the catch. Carson Wentz, an incredible play, one of the most impressive plays I've ever seen in football. Clement also in the Super Bowl, triple coverage, back of the end zone against the Patriots, dives out and makes that catch in traffic. When you're a little bit bigger, those are some of the advantages. Also, Miles Sanders, a dude that a lot of the time at Penn State, I watched some of his games receiving where he had his best receiving game. So specifically against Kent State, there was the game against Indiana where he had 6 catches for 54 yards. There were times where, you know, he was high pointing the football and a linebacker was draped over him. And also with Miles Sanders, he's the explosive running back. He's going to be the explosive receiving running back that I think can be the new Darren Sproles, if you will. For me, I'm looking at him to kind of be that Eagles version of Alvin Kamara or Le'Veon Bell when it comes to receiving the football, right? Those guys aren't unworldly fast. Darren Sproles faster than Le'Veon Bell and Alvin Kamara, but those guys can still be explosive receiving running backs even without that straight line speed because of how good their contact balance is with Miles Sanders too. Great body control. So if he's got to catch an inaccurate pass behind his shoulder, he did that a couple times against Indiana. That was really impressive. Those guys have soft hands, great vision, cut ability. I mean, Miles Sanders is compared to LeSean McCoy for a reason. So you don't have to be just a fast running back to be an explosive receiver. The hands too, extremely soft hands for Miles Sanders. I'm very excited about his prospects as a 3-down back. So yeah, once again, let's compare him to Le'Veon Bell, Alvin Kamara. Those are the two best comparisons for me because they're not guys that just have that incredible sub 4.3 speed like Darren Sproles has had throughout his career. And I think Miles Sanders can maybe try to aspire to be one of those two guys when it comes to receiving backs. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, a lot of the time, specifically in the red zone, I've owned him in fantasy football for the past 7 years, so I've watched a lot of Le'Veon Bell in my day. There's so many times in the red zone where he's in the slot, you know, one-on-one against a corner or a safety, and there's times where, you know, he fully extends his arms, contested catch in the end zone, and he comes down with the ball, and that's a different kind of dynamic when it comes to receiving the football as a running back that I think the Eagles finally have now as compared to Darren Sproles. That was a part of his game that I just don't think he had. So I actually think they're more well-rounded now. They're not as explosive speed-wise now when it comes to receiving running backs. Corey Clement, too, not the fastest guy, but I think these guys are going to get the job done in the receiving area. Clements had a couple games where you've seen that potential. You know, 5 catches for 55 yards against Tampa Bay week 2 this year for Clement. That second last game, Monday Night Football against Washington, he had 47 receiving yards. You know, he had over 30 against the Giants the week before. Let's go back to his rookie year, of course, the 100-yard receiving game in the Super Bowl, 31 yards against the Falcons in the playoffs, and that's your third running back. I think Jordan Howard can do it as well. I'm not overly concerned that Darren Sproles is not in Philadelphia anymore, especially now that those guys are more well-rounded running backs, more complete. And for me, I'm not looking to now replenish that loss that is Darren Sproles. In special teams, yes, I am looking for that. But when it comes to running backs specifically, I'm not like, okay, we really need Boston Scott to be that new Darren Sproles or else they got to come back and sign Darren Sproles. For me, it's not a concern. It's because I went back, I watched a bunch of Miles Sanders' games where he was actually getting the opportunity to catch the football. Penn State didn't really utilize him in that area that much, and I was impressed. He has some really good hands. We talk about his contact balance with how good he is at absorbing hits and staying up on his feet, his cut ability. He has such great body control. I saw the same thing in the receiving game down the field. I think with wheel routes, you're going to be able to use him in a bunch of different areas as a receiving running back. He's going to be that explosive one, and he's faster than I think he gets credit for. At the combine, what, he almost run in the 4.4s, faster than I thought he would run. Receiving drills at the combine, again, super soft hands, and it's not something, he's not going to chest catch everything. He's got a fully well-rounded repertoire as a running back, and I think, again, with the receiving game, I'm not concerned. I think those three can do the job very well, and now that we're hopefully looking for that lead back in Miles Sanders, I think it's time to move on from Sproles because I think they did rely on him a little bit too much, and that's what I'm going to get into wrapping up the show next, right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. I'm getting into why I don't think the Eagles need Darren Sproles, or why I don't think the Eagles need Boston Scott to become the new Darren Sproles. I mean, it would be nice. I think absolutely if he emerges as someone that is making explosive plays on the offensive side of the football, sure. I mean, I'm fine with that, 100%. But I'm not looking for a we need that fast, explosive receiving running back because they don't have that. I don't believe that's the case. Once again, I think Miles Sanders eventually is going to take over as that lead back. And I think you look at Le'Veon Bell and Alvin Kamara, you don't have to be unworldly fast to be a great receiver. And Miles Sanders has enough speed on top of his other explosive traits, his very explosive traits, that they're going to be just fine in the receiving game when it comes to running back. I just think that they were a little bit, first off, I think they relied on him too much. And I think if you brought him back, where are you going to get all those touches for the other three with Howard? And I mean, you spent a draft pick trading for Jordan Howard, while it wasn't a very high one. You spent a second round pick on Miles Sanders. So for me, in order to justify that, you got to get him touches. You're not drafting a running back in the second round to play, you know, 50%, 45% of the snaps throughout his career. And while Sproles is up there in age and would only come back for a year or two, to me, it's time to move on now. You spent that second round pick on Miles Sanders. You traded for Jordan Howard. Corey Clement, to me, now that he's healthy, he was really getting going down the stretch last year before he got injured. I just think if they bring him back, I love Sproles the player. I will gladly take him and use him as that fourth running back that doesn't play a whole lot on offense unless you need him, that plays on special teams. But for me, with the Eagles, when he's there, they use him heavily. They feature him. And sometimes that kind of results in it being a little bit too simplistic. I think there is and again, this isn't trying to take away what Darren Sproles is a player. It's actually it's a compliment to what he has done in his career. There's a comforting factor, a comforting feel when Sproles is on the field that I think sometimes quarterbacks don't look down the field, don't try to make a bigger play because they know, hey, I've got Darren Sproles here on the check down, and I know with his speed and explosion, he can get a positive gain on this play. And they sometimes use him in a creative way, but other times it's just simply, you know, checking down. And I think they're a little bit too predictable when he's on the field. When it's third and four and Darren Sproles is on the field, I feel like you know that the Eagles are passing the football. Not because he can't run the football, just because no one has really featured him in that way because of his size. It's just too hard for a guy like that to take consistent punishment up the middle of the field. So for me, it's a little bit too simplistic, a little bit too predictable a lot of time. But he's a Hall of Fame caliber player. So of course, it doesn't really matter. He was still extremely effective. I mean, he was a big part of saving that season last year against the Texans. Was incredible in that game when he came back. Good in the playoffs as well. But I think it's time to move on. I think it's time to feature Miles Sanders and see what they have in him now that you drafted him in the second round. I think Clement and Jordan Howard have capable receiving ability as well, that they are not dying for Darren Sproles to come back or for Boston Scott to be that new guy. And once again, if Scott becomes that guy, great. Hopefully, especially in the return game, kick returns specifically, if they make Deshaun the punt returner. But let's say they make Boston Scott the new Kenyon Barner, right? That's great. For me, it was kind of the same thing. Kenyon Barner was that new Darren Sproles in 2017, but it was in the special teams area. He became that new and very effective, mind you, punt returner, but they didn't really use him that much on offense. If that's what they want to do with Boston Scott or Darren Sproles, sure, but I'm not looking for that type of running back in this offense right now, because I think it's time to kind of go in this different route that they are headed. And I think the three at the top are more than capable as receiving running backs. Miles Sanders didn't really get a lot of opportunities. He only had 3+ receptions 4 times at Penn State. In the one game, he had 4 receptions for 2 yards. So really, they didn't use him in that way. They did against Indiana, and that was the potential I really liked what I saw there. He had 6 catches for 54 yards. So if you're out there listening to the podcast and you want to get a visual for this, go to youtube.com, type in Miles Sanders versus Indiana. 6 catches for 54 yards. He had some different types of receptions, really showed good hands. I'm excited about his ability as a complete running back, because once again, when you have a guy on three downs that can do everything, it makes your offense that much more powerful. Let's just hear, before we take our final end to the show, let's just hear what Miles Sanders, Roseman, after the second round of the draft, touching on what Miles Sanders can do for the Eagles.
Our roster, by the same token, you know, Miles is a guy, he can play all three downs. Jordan's got better hands than maybe advertised. But you have these guys who can do different things, and for coach, he's looking for guys who have different skill sets, so he can provide different looks to the defense, and it's a matchup league.
The Eagles said they want Darren Sproles back at the combine, but I think then with trading for Jordan Howard, bringing in Miles Sanders, him talking about it, their potential to be three down backs. Jordan Howard, even he mentioned his underrated hands with Corey Clement coming back, and the flashes Josh Adams showed last year. I think it is time to move on, and I think the Eagles, if they wanted Sproles by now, they would have brought him back. It would be great to have him on standby if he doesn't sign with anybody else in case there are injuries to this backfield like there have been in the past. It would be great to have to know that he could come back, and once again, I don't want to make it seem like I'm not a Darren Sproles fan. I just, for what I want in the backfield right now and for what I'm seeing in Sanders and Clement, I think they're going to be just fine in the receiving department in the backfield. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you for joining me, as always. If you're not already, subscribe to the show. We're recording 4 to 5 days a week right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, so make sure you subscribe so you get every episode downloaded into your phone. Also, if you're on the desktop, check us out. We got written content as well up on the mothership, lockedoneagles.com. Please leave us a 5-star rate and review if you like the show. That's how we can grow this podcast and continue to churn out good content for you. So as always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.